catch me, they start to shave my head, and I'm screaming, "Not my hair, not my hair!" I haven't seen the movie, so I'll have to take the director's word that it was a great scene.
You haven't watched your own movie?
Marge asked.
Nah, too embarrassed.
Not at me being naked, but I'm pretty sure I'm a dreadful actor. Marge smiled, stood up, and picked a piece of pilled wool off of her beige sweater. Well, gentlemen, I've got to go back to the station house. I left a pile of paperwork on my desk.
Not to mention everything that I dropped in your lap, Decker said.
Thanks for picking up the slack.
Rena walked in. She had donned a long-sleeved black t-shirt, a jean skirt, and slippers.
You're not staying for dinner, Marge?
Can't. Too much work to do.
Decker looked at his watch. I'll come join you in about an hour, if you're still around. I'll bring you a care package from tonight's dinner.
In that case, I'll make sure I'm around.
Marge waved and left. Decker said to his wife,
You need any help?
I'm fine. It's been a long day, and a little quiet is okay with me.
She disappeared into the kitchen.
Gabe said, I should shower. I smell pretty bad. I was sweating a lot.
Normal.
I suppose this is only a warm-up for tomorrow. Defense is going to have a field day with me.
You'll be fine.